Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Well, hey, it's Jam and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and I've got a co-host from Hillbilly Moon Explosion, my buddy Oliver Baroni. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing really well. How are you?
I am great, and so happy to do this here with you. And I know you've got an hour of amazing tunes, and I've picked a couple songs from your new record, The Sparky Sessions, but go ahead and tell us what you have first for us.
First for us, I've got probably what is my favorite song of all time. It's Bo Diddley's Who Do You Love?
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mine, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Sky was blue, down the alley, ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
But when you grab your baby, this is all you have to say. Oh, well, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a head by the toady behind. Then you know rockin' and rockin' and I'll get a go.
You will be bonkin' with the boogie woogie rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
keep up the rhythm with the boogie woogie rock and roll. And you can keep up the rhythm with the boogie woogie rock and roll. And you can keep up the rhythm with the boogie woogie rock and roll.
That's Bob and Lucille with their 1958 single, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Now, later they were called the Canadian Sweethearts. Unfortunately, they weren't sweethearts for too long, as they did end up getting divorced, but still played together for a while after that. All the tunes this hour, except for two of them, picked by my co-host Oliver Baroni from Hillbilly Moon Explosion. Man, I hadn't heard that song in a while. I'm glad you picked that one.
Oh, it's one of my favorite rockabilly numbers. I just took the prompting from your title, Rockabilly and Blues, so you, chances are you'll hear a couple of rockabilly and blues numbers this hour.
Yeah. Well, now, up next, from 1958, you pick Please Give Me Something, Bill Allen and the Backbeats. Lots of cool versions of that one over the years, but man, I love the original here.
It's just occurred to me there's a Zantes version of that song. I have to listen to that one again. I, of course, like many people, first heard the Stray Cats' Crawl Up and Die, which is obviously a reworking of this song. And then via sort of getting into the Cramps and finding out about where the Cramps sort of quoted their songs from, I found out about Bill Allen. It sounds like the drummer's playing sheet metal. It's brilliant.
You know, and also on Daryl Hyams' last record, he had Robert Plant come in and sing this song. Definitely a cool rocking tune. Let's hear it now. Bill Allen, Please Give Me Something.
Well, please give me something I do remember you by. Come on, baby, give me something I do remember you by. It's just a little bit of something that sort of love on that. Say, well, I'm going to my baby tomorrow night. Say, well, I'm going to my baby tomorrow night. Oh, well, oh, we won't argue and oh, we won't fight.
Follow me, baby, and have a real good time. aren't you good?
On the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, my co-host Oliver Baroni from Hillbilly Moon Explosion. Man, he picked some great tunes. Man, Oliver, we just heard what Sam Phillips called his greatest discovery, Howlin' Wolf, 300 Pounds of Joy.
I second that, yes, definitely. Probably my favorite singer ever. I mean, greatest voice ever out there. I'm interested in voices. Anyone can play a... No, not anyone, but if a band can play a groovy number that gets you dancing, that's great. But essentially, what really gets people dancing, what really gets people interested, what sparks their fantasy and their emotion is a good vocal. There are not many people out there that have sort of very individual, unique voices. And hey, Howlin' Wolf, he's one of the giants.
Oh, man. It's just a lot of ways, man.
And also, as he said in that song, 300 pounds of it.
Yeah, absolutely. But where did you first hear some of this great, you know, early blues and rock and roll and rockabilly?
My first exposure weirdly comes from Oogie Woogie Piano, because in my band, I play the slap bass, but I've never actually learned that instrument. And I think if you're a professional bass player sort of has a close look at what I'm doing sometimes on stage, he would go, oh, bloody hell, that's absolutely awful. The instrument I actually learned that I took lessons in, and I had took jazz lessons and arrangement lessons and stuff like that in it, was piano. Aside from classical piano, I got it at a very early age as a kid, about 8 and 9 years old. I got into boogie woogie. And my grandmother had lots of old jazz records. She was into traditional jazz, Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet, the whole New Orleans thing. But also had some Albert Ammons and Hindtop Perkins, all that stuff. And so via Boogie Woogie, I got into rock and roll, early rock and roll. And my parents didn't really like rock and roll. They were a bit too snobby. They were a bit like educated and middle class. And it was like, well, jazz is cool, yes, but rock and roll, that's just trash. Yeah, I beg to differ. And I guess that's how I sort of slipped into the whole thing. And since I came from Boogie Woogie, I didn't really find there was too much of a distinction between early blues and early rock and roll, which, of course, any musicologist will confirm. I mean, it is kind of the same thing. We all know where it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
And ever since, I've been listening to all that music side by side. There again, you know, I'm into voices. And, you know, we had Howlin' Wolf. Gene Vincent, he's definitely another one of the big voices that we had back then. You know, the guy who can sing one word and you go, that's Gene Vincent. It was, I think the singing back then was far more personal and individual. You know, you hear one line of Wanda Jackson, you'll recognize her voice. You'll hear one line of Gene Vincent, who's, you know, Elvis, Howlin' Wolf, people like that. You always recognize these people.
That's a good point. Yeah, absolutely. There definitely was originators and a lot of, there was definitely a lot of copycats too when some of this became popular. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there definitely was a handful of folks who were just really blazing. You definitely recognize them as soon as it started. Gene's definitely one of these people.
Well, which brings me to the whole Sparky Sessions thing. I mean, that's the reason why when I first started my own band, I wanted Emanuela to join. And that's also the reason I was always interested in Spark as a singer. These are two very individual styles of singing that no one else does quite like them, and they're interesting voices. They're voices you want to listen to.
We'll definitely have a couple of tracks from that coming up. In the meantime, let's hear Gene Vincent, You Told a Fib.
Well, the hooker here, baby, you've been playing up for me, but we both know that it just can't be. You told me that you love me, but now I can see that's a fib you told me if I be right. Sweet talk, I changed my mind, cause I found you out in the nick of time. You told me that you wanted me to be your turtle dove, but I can't make it off of promises of love. That's where you lie, that's where you lie. That's where you lie, that's where you lie. Living off of promises I have for me, cause that's where you told me if I be right with you. That's a fib, that's a fib, you lied. That's where you lied. That's a fib, that's a fib, you lied. Living off of promises ain't for me. That's where you told me if I be right. Well, look here, baby, you've been playing up to me, but we both know that it just can't be. You told me that you loved me, but now I can see that's where you told me if I be. Well, now giving me that sweet talk, I changed my mind, cause I found you out in the nick of time. You told me that you wanted me to be your turtle dove, but I can't make it off of promises of love. That's where you lied, that's where you lied. That's where you lied, that's where you lied. Living off of promises ain't for me, cause that's where you told me if I be. You told the fib, you told the fib, you told the if I be. You told the fib, you told the fib, you told the if I be. You told the fib, you told the fib, you told the if I be.
Oh, well, a little red rooster told a little red hen, I ain't been to see you in God knows when. The little red hen told the little red rooster, you don't come around, daddy, like you used to. Got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, yes, we got to rock the night. Oh, well, the old black cat told the little gray mouse, I got a mind to chase you around this house. The little gray mouse told the old black cat, said, look here, daddy, don't chase me like that. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, yes, we got to rock the night. Oh, well, the little green frog told the big black snake, he said, come on, daddy, let's swim in the lake. The big black snake told the little green frog, said, I'm gonna lay here all night long. I got to rock the night, baby. I got to rock the night, baby. I'm glad to rock the night, baby. I'm glad to rock with you tonight. Well, let's rock a while then. I'ma kiss you out the wild. The crocodile said to the pink alligator, so kiss me now, daddy, and I'll hang around later. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, cause we got to rock the night. Well, let's rock a while and
thank you.
Hey, that was Lightning Slim, Rooster Blues. Up next, another Lightning Hopkins, Mojo Hand. Both of these picked by my co-host, Oliver Baroni. Now, tell me about these two.
Well, I couldn't find a third Lightning, but I would have liked it. I don't know much about Lightning Slim, I'll be honest there. I've got a bunch of records, and I absolutely love them to death, but I don't really know much about him. I'm a big fan of Lightning Hopkins. There again, another great voice, another great singer. There's something about Lightning Hopkins. Every song, you know, if people started off, you know, there'll be his guitar, usually sort of a slightly acoustic guitar that he has, although he did some electric performings too, and just like the big booming voice. And then you immediately assume, oh, right, this is going to be another song where he's like brutally murders his spouse or something. He's like, I'm going to get me my shotgun. I was like, oh, right, here he goes again.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. And get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. I woke up this morning out wondering, what in the world am I gonna do? I lay down thinking, buy me a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, buy me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. But don't let your woman fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. She'll make a fool about her, a body the fool can be. Woman act funny when she got another man. Can a woman act funny when she got another man? You know she won't look straight at you. This is always raising sin. Tomorrow, but I won't be gone long. I'm going tomorrow, but I won't be gone very long. I'm gonna get me a mojo hand. I'm gonna bring it back home. That's what I'm gonna do.
Working hard every day, working every day and not getting much pay. I got a big Geiger counter, it's a pretty good rig. When the needle starts clicking, it's the way I'm gonna dig. Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Bring it in, paint it up like hay. Have a rocking good time and throw it all away. Me now in my long Cadillac, hinges in the middle, spare wheel on the back. Man, don't you know it'd be hard to stop when I find that big uranium rock. Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll.
Drink it in, bale it up like hay. Have a rocking good time and throw it all away. Yes, that's me in my long Cadillac, heading down the road and I ain't coming back. Ain't no red light gonna make me stop when I find that big uranium rock. Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Break it in, bail it up like hay. Have a rocking good time and throw it all away.
Hey, it's Jam and James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. RockabillyandBlues.com is our website. My co-host this hour from Hillbilly Moon Explosion, Oliver Baroni. You picked almost all of these. There's a couple of tunes from your band that I picked. Just wanted to hear a little bit more about. But, man, we just heard Warren Smith from 1958, Uranium Rock. And I think...
Isn't that the best tune ever?
Yes. I love that song.
Yeah.
Is that just a track you've loved for a long time? Or
yes. I think that was one of those tracks I sort of discovered when I was getting into the Cramps and the whole sort of, you know, doing the nice thing about the Cramps is that they sort of, it's like sort of an exam in ethnomusicology that they present you. So like they'll record songs and you go, oh, I know that lick, hang on, where do I know that from, and that line.
Yeah. Together.
And of course Uranium Rock, that's one of the big ones.
Let's hear from the Sparky Sessions. Tell me about Queen of Hearts.
Well, that's a song by Emanuela, so I can't tell you too much about it. She wrote that one from top to bottom. It's probably one of my favorite tunes. It's got one of those lovely Emanuela melodies, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she already was playing that on her, I'm not sure if she maybe even might have performed a version of it with her solo stuff, because she's had a solo album out and she's done a little tour on that. She might have done that one on her own first. I can't really remember. But that's one of those many songs that we just sort of, you know, throw at Sparky and he picks it up, and within, you know, half an hour you've got his vocals down. He's really quick, really good at that. And plus it was a song, it was fun because I got to play harmonium on it, you know, the pedal organ,
yeah.
Pump organ, it's called, yeah, pump organ. Yeah. That's always fun.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear it now from the Sparky Sessions, Queen of Hearts, Hillbilly Moon Explosion.
Thank you. the rug. Won't you come out, my little honey bug? Oh, won't you come out tonight? Well, baby, the moon is so bright, and if you'll only come out, it'll be just right. We'll make all night spots,
and for you, that's not a lot. Oh, baby, won't you come out tonight? Oh, go, baby, 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 go, go, go,
go,
go,
go, go. Well, baby, I love you so.
Baby, let's go, baby, won't you come out tonight? Oh, go, baby, 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 won't you come out tonight? Oh, well, go, baby, 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 go, baby.
It's Buddy Holly, Baby Won't You Come Out Tonight, I believe released after his passing. Is this one of the ones that they went in and had the fireballs or something?
Yeah, fireball overdub it, which you have to say is done really well. I mean,
yeah.
Also his version of Brown Eyed Handsome Man is also, I mean, the undubbed version that is still out that you can listen to is pretty rocking too. But somehow the Norman Petty, he knew what he was doing with the fireballs. They really do add something to it. There's this nice sort of, it really gets you moving. It's one of my favorite songs from Buddy Holly.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a bit of a Buddy Holly nut. I've got the whole back catalog.
I'm a huge fan too, and been reading that book, The Day the Music Died. Just, it goes into detail about the tour. And yeah, I think I was 8 when the movie came out. Even though the movie was not historically accurate, it still was.
Gary Busey one.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only seen bits of that, and it seems to have quite a cultural significance here in the States, because like everyone I know sort of relates to that movie, and I've only seen bits and pieces of it, and I know that shortly afterwards Paul McCartney released this documentary, which is actually rather nice, and he did it specifically to correct all the things that were wrong in the movie.
Yeah.
He was pretty angry. He was like, that's not the way it was.
Yeah.
So it was the late 70s, I believe, that they released that album, 20 Golden Grapes, and that was when Maria Elena Holly finally agreed to release that catalogue, because I think she was just grieving for that long. She said in interviews that she just took 20 years to get over the shock or something.
Yeah.
But one album that has a really cute cover that has this graffiti that says Buddy Holly lives on it. And that was a top 20 hit. And so Buddy Holly is part of British culture without that movie having to have had an impact. So, but I do understand here in the States that movie must have sort of got things moving in a different way.
You bring up a good point, because his popularity in England was still going strong. In here in the States, it seemed like until the movie happened, he was kind of forgotten in a way.
Yeah, well, in Britain, of course, we had the thing with the subcultures. Being a smaller country, the youth subcultures were more present. I'm not saying that they were larger percentage-wise, but everything's like a bit smaller, more concentrated, and therefore things are more visual. Plus, we have this hyperactive press that would always latch onto something, and they would sort of like, you know, hype it up to like mods and rockers fights in the 60s and stuff like that. And so in the 50s, it started with the Teddy Boys, and they definitely latched onto like the original rock and roll thing, and they kept it sort of going. And even though in the 60s other stuff became popular, in the 70s too, the Teds were still something that everyone knew what a Ted was, and everyone knew that they listened to 50s rock and roll, and everyone knew who Buddy Holly was, and Buddy Holly had toured Britain, and that's where a young John Lennon had gone to see him and was really interested in seeing, oh, how did he do that guitar part and stuff like that. And then of course we'd had the Beatles, who borrowed heavily from Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly was never gone, I think. And there was also the musical. That was a West End musical. It was called Buddy. I went to see that at the time. It was in the early 90s. It was rather good fun, that one. So definitely a part of, sort of everyday culture. Buddy Holly impression, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Up next, an artist that was going to be at Viva Las Vegas, but she announced her retirement from performing after 60-plus years, a well-deserved time of rest for the queen of rockabilly, Wanda Jackson. You picked Funnel of Love, and just what a wonderful artist, wonderful song. Tell me about this song in particular, why you picked this one.
Oh, that's obviously that song that was considered too, too dirty, too properly... Well, they did release it, maybe. I don't know, but I think she didn't really want to perform it. And then I think it was actually Lux and Ivy, or Ivy Rorschach, who really sort of begged to say, come on, perform that song again. And on that one album where she has loads of guest stars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She has Ivy playing along to that one. And there again, what a voice, what a unique voice.
Funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday.
Hey, it's your source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, recently we had Laura Palmer from Screamin' Rebel Angels co-host, and she picked the B-side to this song that we just heard by Bunker Hill, just played You Can't Make Me Doubt My Baby, and she picked the flip side, The Girl Can't Dance. Now, you guys, Oliver Baroni, my co-host, you guys actually haven't even met and certainly didn't plan this, but of all the thousands of songs you could have picked, you guys picked both sides of the same single. That's pretty cool.
Well, that's because he's absolutely brilliant. I mean, how cool is that song? Both songs, flip side. I love them too, The Girl Can't Dance.
Absolutely. And a little bit of, I don't want to say necessarily an obscure artist, but obscure compared to, you know, Elvis or Jerry Lee or something. But man, what a great artist.
Yes, and another interesting voice. There's another song which was kind of a bit of a dance hit in the rocking scene and also in the northern soul scene in Britain, which was called Hide and Seek.
And this Link Wray, too, with him, right? Isn't it?
Could be, yeah. I don't really know. I must say I don't know much about him.
Well, now you picked a classic 1956 Johnny Horton track next, I'm Coming Home. Tell me about why you picked this one.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs to sing. I mean, I'm not going to claim I sing it as well as he does, but I just love the guitar riff. I love the whole vibe of the song. I love the groove, that sort of, you know, is it shuffle? Is it straight? No, it's not. It's rockabilly. Is there drums on it? I don't think there is. It's just got that pull to it. It just gets me going every time. It makes me sit all upright. Love that one.
Get your face all pretty and your hair done right, 'cause we gonna do the town tonight. I'm coming into town and I'm right on time. Still got your loving on my mind. I'm coming home. I gotta make some love, I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove, I'm a coming home to make sweet love to you. Well, I see down the road there's a big truck stop. They got a pretty little waitress with a carrot top. She's pretty as a doll, pretty as can be. But don't you worry, honey, she ain't nothing to me. I'm a coming home. I gotta make some love, I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove, I'm a coming home to make sweet love to you. And the truck looked down, throwed it in low and she's hugging the ground. Scratching gears, but I'm gone again. I'm coming home, baby, I'm a dogging it in. I'm a coming home. I gotta make some love, I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove, I'm a coming home to make sweet love to you. Get your face all pretty and your hair done right, 'cause we gonna do this town tonight. I'm coming into town and I'm right on time. Still got your loving on my mind. I'm a coming home. I gotta make some love. I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove, I'm a coming home to make sweet love to you. We'll be right back.
It's Big Mama Thornton. They call me Big Mama. Boy, you talk about unique and instantly recognizable voice. Big Mama Thornton, picked by my co-host Oliver Baroni.
Definitely, that was one of the more flamboyant characters of rock and roll and blues history, Big Mama Thornton.
Man, thanks so much for doing this. This has been so much fun. You've really picked a great balance of rockabilly and some blues stuff, and it's been really interesting to just kind of get in somebody's mind and find out some of their favorite music. So, man, I appreciate you doing all this.
Thank you, sir.
Before I let you out of here, I want to hear another track from the Sparky Sessions. Let's hear this Teddy Boy Flick Knife Rock and Roll. Tell me about that one.
It's an original by Crazy Cavan and the Rhythm Rockers, which, of course, is a legendary Welsh Teddy Boy rock and roll band. Sparky from Wales, too. He's from Penarth. I'm not sure where Crazy Cavan are from. Maybe from Newport. Not sure. But there's a story that actually goes with that, because a couple of years back we had this song that we recorded called Night of the Living Ted. And that was basically about this festival that we played in the south of France, which turned out to be this massive Teddy Boy festival. But it's in the south of France and no one spoke a word of English, which was rather funny. And the headliners that night were Crazy Cavan and the Rhythm Rockers. And there was this amazing scene where, you know, he was singing and the Teds in the crowd were going wild and he sort of leant in into the crowd while he was singing. And they just pulled him in. They just dragged him down and he was gone. You know, like Cavan was gone. Band kept on playing. You know, and he was obviously a total pro, kept on singing. You couldn't see him, you know, every once in a while this creeper would sort of like show up in that sea of Teds. But he was gone. And then, you know, like at the end of the song, they managed to push him back onto the stage and, you know, he never missed the beat and everything. But there was that moment when he was like, oh my God, it's Living Ted. It's Night of the Living Ted. So fast forward a couple of years, we've got our first gig in Wales, in Cardiff, and I get a message saying, hey, Oliver, we're going to be your support act. Seems you've got a song about killing my dad, signed Joe Grogan and Kevin's son. And I said, well, it's all about killing your dad. It's, you know, just describe what we're not. Now, Joe's an absolutely lovely guy. He's got a band called the Graveyard Johnnies that you definitely have to check out. It's a punkabilly band, really cool rocking band. You know, they sing about shab girls and stuff like that. It's very nice. It's Graveyard Johnnies. Anyway, when we decided to cover this song, thing is like, okay, am I getting the lyrics right? Well, the good thing is, since I know Joe, I can just write to him and say, could you run these lyrics by your father and find out if they're correct? He said, absolutely. And there's that one line, burn the toast till the toast is done. I mean, I first thought it was burn the torch till the torch is done. And then Joe says, no, I asked my dad and he said it is the toast till the toast is done. He likes his toast burned.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's burn the toast till the toast is done. Hey, boy, Flick Knife Rock and Roll. My co-host, Oliver Baroni. This is Hillbilly Moon Explosion.
Gotta give me some bop and soul. Teddy boy, fleek knife, rock and roll. Teddy boy, fleek knife, rock and roll. Teddy boy, fleek knife, rock and roll.
The things you're gonna do, I don't believe a word you say is true. You're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. Let's see you get a hit, it's your turn at bat. Well, do it, 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 do it. You know you're just talking, I don't a word you say. I heard you telling the people upstairs you were going out hunting bears without a knife, without a gun, just kill them with your bare fist one by one. Well, ranch home and diamonds too, champagne, caviar on a silver tray. But baby, this is what I've got to say. Well, do it, 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 do it. You know you're just talking, I don't believe a word you say.
That was Ella Johnson with the Buddy Johnson Orchestra and the tune, Well, Do It, from 1958 on Mercury Records. Another great tune picked by my co-host Oliver Baroni from Hillbilly Moon Explosion. Big thanks to Oliver for picking all these great tunes. HillbillyMoonExplosion.com has all of the info on tour dates, new releases, and more. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.